This goes to Dr. Stack, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Donahue, D-O-N-A-H-U-E, date of birth 5/12/1952. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Deborah with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was January 13th of this year. Her weight is stable. She's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have chronic back pain, and she's not able to exercise much because of that. And it is spinal stenosis, and she does have she's following up with the pain clinic for that. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan 100 milligram daily, Bistolic 5 milligram daily, Lasix 20 milligram daily, also Wellbutrin 200 milligram twice a day. She takes Ativan 2 milligram at bedtime for sleep, vitamin D3 and magnesium 64 2 daily. Also albuterol inhaler, and she has some compounded pain cream. She uses Biofreeze, Tylenol if needed for pain, and Excedrin migraine very rarely as needed for headache. Physical exam, weight 234 pounds. Pulse is 79, blood pressure 144 over 76. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese without tenderness and trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 15th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.14, estimated GFR is 51. And that has fluctuated over the last year. The previous three levels were 1.08, 1.06, 1.19. Calcium 9.2, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 4.0, sodium 136, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 22. Hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension near to goal. She will continue all of her routine medications. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.